I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe.
At the dawn of the 21st century, we have completed our robotic reconnaissance of our solar system. We have now visited every single planet and two dwarf planets, Ceres and Pluto. We have sent our proxies, satellites, landers, and rovers, which have served as our eyes, hands, and ears as we learn about these distant worlds that orbit the same star we do. Some planets we have visited more than once. Cassini, currently in orbit around Saturn, is the fourth space probe to visit the gas giant, but is the first spacecraft to orbit it. Cassini, named after the Italian astronomer Giovanni Cassini, who studied the rings around Saturn and discovered four of its moons, was launched on October 15, 1997, and entered orbit around Saturn on July 1, 2004. For more than 13 years now, it has shed more light on Saturn and its family of moons than we could have possibly discovered from Earth. On December 25, 2004, Huygens, a separate robotic probe attached to Cassini, separated from the orbiter and landed on Saturn's moon Titan. This was the first landing ever accomplished in the outer solar system. We now know Titan to host lakes of liquid hydrocarbons like methane and ethane. Earlier this year, Cassini found that the icy moon Enceladus likely conceals a subsurface, salty ocean beneath its crust and may be able to support microbial life. In the 13 years that Cassini has been visiting Saturn, what we have learned about the gas giant and its moons has been overwhelming. However, all good things must come to an end. The spacecraft, now short on fuel, will intentionally enter the planet's raging atmosphere on September 15, 2017, rather than risk having the spacecraft crash on one of its moons that may host life. Cassini is going out with a bang, though. Between now and its end, Cassini will begin a series of 22 weekly dives between Saturn and its famous rings. This kind of bold, daring, grand finale is something that can only be taken at the end of mission, but tells me that Cassini has yet to write its final chapter. I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.